Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is our time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got it popping for y'all because we keep it popping like popcorn. It's just what we do. But before I go any further, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star. How you doing, babe?
Yeah. What's poppin'?
What's crack-a-lackin', my dude? Sunday, fun day, all day. No worries. Hakuna Matata, baby.
Yeah, man, we keeping it easy like Sunday morning up here. You know what it is, man. Keep it gravy like Sunday.
I got a quick question for you, real quick. You know what I'm saying? While we waiting on Honey Dip to get in this pit. But we've for me. This is a new trend. Me, myself, I feel like fuck it. Women do it. Equal rights. What's wrong with the weed for men? If you had a need for that, what you doing? A lot of guys be like, fuck that, no, I would never do nothing like that. However, if they had the money to do it and do it properly, I think they would do it. Would you do something like that? If you had a need for something like that, would you jump out on the limb and get a weed out?
Nah. Cause I my sister Jody, shout out to Jody. She sent me that shit via Facebook before, and everything like that. Me personally, here's what I would do. I wouldn't get a weed.
What would you do?
But I would pay to go to the doctor and maybe get like the dolls, like the implant.
You on some wine and shit or?
I forget what it is, but I remember seeing, in the 90s, they used to have, these commercials where they would have these men and these women who were balding up top, and they would go to these specialists and the doctors. They would put these, implant hairs that would, have their hair look full and they grow and everything. I wouldn't need personally get a wig. I think that's corny. especially for a man. You know, I mean, I just don't know. It's just crazy, you know. In previous cultures in history, you had in previous cultures, you had men, you know, like, you know, the colonists, they would wear wigs and everything like that. But me personally, I wouldn't get a wig. If I'm bald and I'm going bald, I might as well just shave the motherfucker off, man. I'm not even going to lie.
You know, Mr. Clean It. Nipsey Honeydip,
yeah,
how do you feel about men getting wigs? Like, you know, it's a growing trend. Women do it every day, all day. Or men not attire. How do you feel? Would you? And if it's a good one, you don't even fucking know it. How do you feel about a man getting a wig?
Remember when
is he out of pocket or are you rocking?
I mean, sorry about being a little bit late, but I was in there trying to wash this cat, you know, from front to back. But anyway, remember, I had to take a shower. The fuck? Men been wearing toupees forever, but I ain't too keen.
Yeah.
To myself, I'll be looking at a motherfucker like, that's some gay shit, you know. But, I mean, it,
really?
You know, but I would. Man, why? I mean, they've been wearing toupees for a long time. That's nothing new, you know, especially men with receding hairlines. And you know what? These days,
yeah,
the guys, their hairlines are receding early. You know what I'm saying? Early in age. I mean, after that, I was in a relationship with somebody so many, many years ago. He was only, you know, about 25, but his hairline was receding. That shit was crazy. His hair was so thin you could see through it. So I understand, you know, the ones that do be trying to, you know, put a little, add a little hair to toupees or whatever, but to have a sew-in and shit like that, I ain't feeling it. I mean, that's for the, you know, women, to me, that's for women and transsexuals. I don't think that a man should go around with a sewing in his damn head.
Right.
But then, you know,
right,
what else isn't new? But listen, what else isn't new is niggas need to stop trying to fake like their dreads really growing that damn long. We know you add hair in that motherfucker and putting beeswax in there. Now stop it. Stop it. That's weird. I ain't stupid. That's weed. And you could tell when the shit start falling off. The difference. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I mean, sometimes the shit be nappy or whatever, and it might break off because your hair is thin or something, your own hair, if it's really your own hair. But a person whose shit is naturally growing, if you somebody who's into hair or ever in your life been into hair, you gonna know the difference. You know, but niggas been putting motherfucking weave in that shit with beeswax, sewing dreads, and they putting sewing dreads.
Hey, it's a pride thing, fella. I ain't mad at you, fellas. You know what I'm saying? And it's some dope ass work. I've seen a couple of them, and the shit'll blow
with
your
sewing
mind. But hey, we gonna get off to them dollhouse.
Nah,
like,
y'all niggas
need to
stop it.
Dollhouse announcements, and
we
getting off to these dollhouse announcements, and we'll be back after that, and we're going to keep it popping. Dollhouse announcements, let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, if you just now tuning in, man, you right here by All Talk, No Filter. We at it. Where they do that at?
Yeah, man. I got a couple of good stories for this one. Now, this story is, you know, appropriate. It's the holiday just passed and everything like that. So, this woman by the name of Cassandra Bryson has a daughter that is between the ages of 4 and 5. She put her in, like, a learning center, a daycare center. And the daycare center thought it would be a good idea because of the Easter holiday was coming or it was passing to have somebody dress up as an Easter bunny. You know, just like, you know, you would go to the mall and you would go and you would see a guy who looked like Santa Claus, you know. That's what happened. The little girl, her name is Sarai, she was deathly afraid of the bunny rabbit, the Easter bunny. This bunny was a 7-foot pink and white bunny. Obviously, there was a man inside, but to a 4 and 5-year-old, she didn't get that. She was horrified, screaming and crying like it was bloody murder. An employee decided to record the incident and upload the video on social media. And when that person did, there was, like, comments, you know, going around, and one of the comments was like, "I'm not sure if I ever witnessed such raw, real terror before. Ha ha ha, poor kid." The video circulated and actually made it to the show of Jimmy Kimmel. The mom was really, really outraged that the video leaked out, that somebody would take a visual or take a video of her kid being in such traumatic distress that she's thinking about taking legal actions. And she also pointed out the fact that she signed a waiver when she actually put her child in this school that there would be no videos of her child being released to the public or social media anyway. Where did they do that at, where they record something like this of a child being scared to death and nobody comforting her and somebody uploading it on Facebook? STL, Niecy, what y'all think?
No, I mean, to me, it's like you don't really know. It's in bad taste. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I probably would have recorded the shit myself. I would have, at the same time, one hand, I got the phone, the other hand, I'm like, "Hey, little mama, you good, you good." I did see the video. She was completely, utterly, horribly terrified, which I guess it doesn't make it funny anymore. But once you see the video, I guess it shows which side of it you on. Like, I kind of laughed. It was sad, but then I started laughing because she was going ham, and after a second or two, it was kind of funny. I ain't going to even lie. Y'all get mad, whatever. But, hey, I am who I am when I am, and I do what I do. So that shit was no filter. She was fucking terrified. I'm sorry the little girl was terrified, but the mama just trying to get some motherfucking money. She money gang. Money gang. Money gang.
For me, I laugh like a motherfucker because my daughter used to be the exact same way, my youngest. But I'm somebody who used to run a daycare, you know, before getting in all the other shit I'm into. I don't anymore. And I got grandkids. So one thing for sure is the day and time that we live in, you cannot control what a person records. Unless you tell them from the beginning when they come in, no phone, no cameras and stuff, but it's a daycare. So 9 times out of 10, parents come in the daycare or the school or whatever, they come into it with their cameras because they want to shoot, you know what I'm saying? They want to record what their children is doing. You know, it's just fucked up that it so happened to be that this baby was scared. You know, and the shit fucking hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Because they be bad as hell. So when you finally find something that your motherfucker's scared of, it be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but she cannot, one thing she cannot do is, she can sue, but she would have to sue, and I don't know what those grounds would be, the person who recorded it. And you know what I'm saying? But she doesn't have a ground to stand, nothing to stand on in suing the daycare. She really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I did that.
Well,
I
there was.
You don't have because you can't.
Well,
the teachers can't stop who's ever doing it. And in the contract or the paperwork, it says that the school will not do that. But it doesn't say the parents can't. You can't be responsible for what another person that is not affiliated with the daycare.
But that was
school,
it wasn't
or,
it wasn't a parent. It wasn't a parent. It was an employee. It was an employee of the school.
What was the employee doing in the classroom when the damn Easter Bunny was there?
What is that about? If you're not the teacher itself or a parent,
if it was a daycare, it depends on what type of daycare. If it was, sounds like you might, if it was just an employee, then it sounds like it might have been a bigger daycare. So maybe it was a teacher or assistant, you know, teacher or something of that class, and that's probably why she was in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If they came into the daycare 9 times out of 10, the rabbit was going from class to class. You know what I mean? Just like in school, the rabbit goes from class to class to class. So when a little girl started screaming, they probably all came running to see what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah. She was screaming like she was being murdered.
I'm going to tell you, I bet 9 times out of 10, she was the baddest little motherfucker in there. So to see that little motherfucker, that you, shit, I done seen him. See that little motherfucker upset like that? I laugh like a motherfucker, too. You know, because I used to laugh at my daughter all the fucking time. Laugh like the people used to be like, oh, you so mean. No, that motherfucker bad as hell. She need to be scared.
That's
something that scare her ass straight.
If it's an employee, then she does have grounds, you know what I'm saying, to sue. But then again, you know, it could be like the employee don't know that that, you know what I'm saying, that that parent signed something like that.
If she said, that they signed any kind of a waiver, if she signed any kind of a waiver going into the day of, why the fuck
she
would you, if you know that it's going to be there, why would she send her kid to school? Why the fuck would
she
you send your kid in? Right. She has no business being there. If you know that she's terrified like that, that's on you. That's bad parenting on your part. Because if
sure
I knew my baby was
going
to flip out, she would have missed that day.
Listen, every time there's an event or something going on in a daycare or a school or something like that, you usually send paperwork because some people have religious beliefs. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you know that we're going to be practicing something to do with Christianity, you know what I'm saying, or God or... So on Easter, some children don't celebrate those type of things. So that is the day that you keep your child home because it's a little kid.
True.
It's not like it's an older kid. You could have them go into another room. You can't push a baby off. Those are babies. You know what I'm saying? She should have kept. That's her own damn fault. You knew this shit was going on. Trust me. They sent some letters home, and half these bitches and these, you know, these parents don't read the fucking letters that come. That's her own damn fault. You know what I'm saying? But you knew that this was going on. I'm pretty fucking sure they sent a letter home saying this big-ass rabbit, we going to have, you know, cartoon characters or whatever coming in. You know,
right.
And we're, you know, it's Easter holiday. We're celebrating. This is, you know, being that this is the week of Easter, we're going to be celebrating. You keep your baby at home.
Right.
That's her own fault. That's her own fault. Fuck it. She's just trying to get a couple dollars, trying to get a bag.
Look, couple dollars. She's trying to get the bag.
Who she going to sue, though, is all I want to know. Because
I mean, the big pocket series, she going for the school. She going to sue the district.
But you know it's a holiday. You know your kid. That ain't nothing new. She knew that little motherfucker was scared of shit. She knew. So why would you just let her
that
go?
That wasn't her first year seeing that fucking Easter Bunny.
I'm sure she done seen plenty of the Easter bunnies and Raggedy Ann's and Mickey Mouse and all that type of shit. Because I know damn well my daughter
at Santa Claus.
Motherfucker, and I laugh every time. I even try to push her closer to the motherfucker just so I could see her screaming out.
Now, see, you guys, you're rude. That shit is rude. Rude.
Yeah, I used to laugh like a motherfucker because she was bad as hell. Look, the shit fucking hilarious to me. I'd have laughed, but, you know, I probably would have, you know, tried to reach and help her at the same time I was laughing.
you ain't shit. Look, we spend in just a second here, man. But you know we got to go off and get the bills paid, man. We're going to jump off into a break real quick, but we'll be right back. So let's go ahead and we're going to, what we going for today? We usually do indie, but Let's go with Jasmine Sullivan. That's my girl. Let's get that brand new. Let's go with that new right here, Dow House. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Every new put a rap dream. You know the girls will be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mistakes. Put a don't disturb on the door now. Then I buy Jeep dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekend. And I gotta look good when I'm repping. Yeah, he about to sign a deal. He about to go.
Hey, if you just not tuning in, you right here. All Talk No Filter, Dow House Radio, baby. Get at us 646-595-4038. We in the hot seat. Okay, it's a little different. Usually, you know, we stick, you know, we the map to the stars. But we going to try something a little different. There was an NBA announcer by the name of Brian Davis. There was a player by the name of Russell Westbrook, if you follow basketball, I'm sure you know who that is, who made an amazing play recently. So it was a big deal about something he said while he was announcing and commentating the game. Now, me, myself, I'm really not seeing this as being a big deal, but if you have something to say, or I'm going to need my co-host to chime in also, but when you're caught up in the moment and you're just excited about the game, he made the statement that the young man had to be out of his cotton-picking mind. This is an old, old, old adage. You know what I'm saying? Just an old phrase that has been used by people since your great, 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 grandparents. And it, I mean, he had to go and apologize and it, all this sensitivity shit. And I just feel like sometimes people it make it so black and white, even to where it doesn't need to be black or white. He didn't say it to be in any way offensive or anything of that nature. Of course, he apologized. You could tell, you know, if you heard the recording, it's not like he meant it or meant to be in any way derogatory. But do you guys do something like that on that level? Because I'm just like, dude, they're making way too big a fucking deal. Like, they're trying to slaughter this dude. And it's, like, not even necessary because it wasn't meant to be taken like that. But that's how everybody took it. Was he just not being sensitive enough?
Can I ask a question? I don't really follow basketball or like that. So the guy who said it, what nationality is he?
I mean, he was white, and the gentleman was black.
And he said out of your cotton picking line.
he was commentating the game, and the dude made like it was a crazy play, you know. So you know they're getting it amped and excited, like, oh my god, you know, like if it was football, they'd be like, oh my god, he's this, he's that, he's oh the, what, you know, like that, like you're just in the moment. I mean, he's like, oh my god, you know, that's crazy, like is this guy out of his cotton picking, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's people been saying that since like ever. I mean, to me, cut the guy a break. Don't, you know, try to take his funds and money and all that, like, or get him fired. To me, it just wasn't that serious. It doesn't have to – people always make mountains out of molehills, and they don't have to be all the time. Y'all, I mean, no? Maybe?
Well, me personally, I can only speak from myself. I've been around older white people. I've been around white people who are older than me, younger than me, way older than me. Mm-hmm. I never heard that phrase being used from them anyhow. It's just a phrase, but even still, like,
right.
Even still, like, you still got to look at it and be like, it's not a phrase. Like, I only heard black people say it, honestly. Only heard black people say. I never heard any white person say, out of your cotton picking mind. But either he was around, you know, the majority of the NBA is black. So I don't know if it was a lingo that he picked up from one of his black friends. But somebody like him should be cognitive to actually know what to say and what not to say, especially when you're in the public eye, how it could be misconstrued and this, that, and the third. He should be smart enough. He could say, "I'll charade ass mine." I say that all the time. You know, there's other phrases that you can say that you can. There's other you like. So I say this all the time. Like, if somebody does something, I say, "You got your rabbit ass mine." You know, there's other phrases that you can say. What prompts him to say out your cotton picking mind? Because me personally, I never heard no white person use that phrase before, only black people. So where did he get it from? And if it was in good intent, and I hope it was in good intent, but where did he get that lingo from? And somebody should have schooled him. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's an announcer, so somebody should have told him, you know, what to say, what not to say, what lingo to say, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, you know. I just think it was just – he just wasn't – he should have used a better word. There's other words out there. Get a dictionary. That's just my thing.
Okay. Nishi, I mean, if you heard a commentator say something like that, I mean, are you – I don't feel like the dude meant any malice behind it. You know, I think they're making way too – pretty soon you ain't going to be able to say shit out here. Nothing. You ain't going to be able to compliment a woman.
It took me.
You're not going to be able to – you know what I'm saying?
It took me a few minutes to even realize what the hell you said. Cotton picking. I'm sitting up here trying to figure out what's the big deal. And then I had to keep saying it to myself over and over again. You looking too deep, people. They looking too deep into, you know, something to nitpick
right.
about. That's, you know, childish. I'm sitting here and didn't even know what the fuck it meant. cotton picking. Now, why would the black man, when Rapstar said was what was his nationality, then I'm sitting here trying to break it down, cotton picking. You know I'm a little sometime. So cotton picking. And then I realized, okay, because it's a black man and they, you know, cotton. And I think it's too deep because that's a lot of damn work to be looking into. Like, he ain't call him a nigger. You know what I'm saying? You out your mind, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't saying no shit like that. I mean, come on now. It's just it's just ignorant. It's getting childish. Motherfuckers
I
just
think,
looking
I
at
think
that,
this,
that
I think this is,
on both sides.
I think in today's society, you got to look at the subliminal shots. That's what I think. Because back in the day, they weren't subliminal. They were honest. It's just like... when it comes to racism, I don't hold it to, like, nobody. When somebody says something, it's like, well, you know. Well, maybe it is like that because of the history that I've been on. Like, now, remember the H&M clothing thing? And they had the ad where they had the little black boy happen to be in a monkey. You know, he had a monkey body on his shirt. Now people say, oh, that's too much, this, that, and the third. But I'm like, but what if it wasn't? What if it was subliminal racism? And we're looking past that because you didn't see any other little white boys with monkeys on their shirts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to look at it. Might be petty, but because of our history, we got to actually dig deep down and be like, well, what are you really trying to say? It might be okay, but for you to say out your cotton pick mine, and like I said, I never heard of a white person say that lingo before. I always heard of a black person say you out your cotton pick of mine. For a white person to say out your cotton pick of mine and referring to a black man, that kind of raised my eyebrows, my antennae just a little bit.
You did say, like, of course, the whole NBA is, you know, mostly – you know, color folks, black people. So at the end of the day, that's probably where he got it from. You know what I mean? He hearing them say it. He's fitting in, but
he'd be all back in the locker room and everything else, kicking it with them.
Yeah, but he's not looking at it in a negative. I don't even know who the man is.
Right.
But I don't think he was looking at it in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then again, is he known for saying racist stuff? I mean, there's got to be different, you know. I don't know. How to even look at it.
Well, me, like I said, man, I really got to play the devil's advocate about this one. I mean, I went back and listened to it over and over and over again, and dude is just like, oh, my, you know, it's just like a sports thing. Like, you hype. You just like, oh, my God, I can't believe, oh, my God, he didn't, you know. So y'all just doing too much, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, Brian, you know, I ain't mad at you, dude. You know what I'm saying? I hope they don't not trying to, like, snatch a job. And I know they made you, you know, apologize and all that, and the network had to apologize and all that. It's too much. To me, at some point, like, if you spend every waking moment picking apart every little thing that everybody says, you're going to miss out on a lot of shit. I mean, I don't have time to pick apart somebody saying something so minute. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's what it was all about. And I hope that he can move past that. I hope he doesn't lose his job or anything behind it. And he probably hang out with them dudes. He probably be over their house barbecuing and everything. You never know. He might be best of friends with some of them players. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to, you know what I'm saying, play devil's advocate on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he meant, you know, any malice or harm behind that. You know what I'm saying? So good luck to him. You know what I'm saying? But had to throw it in the hot seat because so many people been talking about it. And, of course, it, you know, once it goes viral, everybody knows about it. So we got to press on it because, hey, it's what we do. I'll talk about filthy. You know what it is. Hey, but anyway, I wanted to move into something else. okay. Again, not really Housewives fan, but sometimes we got to fall in the Housewives or the Kardashian zone. Kim Zolciak from, you know, Housewives, it's been a big thing, her versus Marlon Wayans. So, you know, she's had some work done. You know what I'm saying? So she recently took a picture, and it was on Instagram, and Marlon Wayans came in, and he had, I guess he screenshotted in the image of her, and her lips look rather swollen. It looked like she had some fresh work, like that day or like 20 minutes before, and just took a picture. So in the caption says, "No, we are not shooting a sequel to White Girls, to White Girls." So Kim Zolciak, her husband Croy, you know, they got all pissed off about it. You know, he needs the this, he needs the that, he needs to grow up. That's in poor taste, this, this, and that. But if you go and you see this picture, her lips look like literally blue, like somebody just walked up and two pieces of biscuit her in her face. Like her lips is all fucked up and pink and swollen. Like I said, it looked like, I'm just saying, it looked like somebody came up with a pop, bitch, what? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, looking like, damn, okay. So, I mean, and then on top of it, he's a comedian. He does comedic shit. And that shit was, it was kind of funny. Yeah, if you think of that, she does.
Picture looked it just like him. Come on, why are you mad? You know you look. She probably had to laugh herself, but hey, looking like a damn fool. That's her own.
Hell no.
Look at her little hubby come to the rescue. How sweet. To the fish. Like,
well, you know,
stop.
They always want you to be up. They always want you on their side. From he probably, like, I'm with Marlon. Marlon was probably like, hey, Marlon was like, look, her husband, Croy, was probably like, hey, I'm glad somebody finally said something. I couldn't have said nothing. I ain't getting no pussy. I got to live with this woman. You know what I'm saying? Like a husband. A husband can't be like, if your wife say, hey, babe, you know, like, hey, do I look good? Does your dress look good on me?
You know that. She probably was raising hell about it. You ain't going to say nothing about it? This motherfucker, you going to let a man do this to me, Troy? I can see it now. Her big ass mouth. Her big ass mouth with that extra hair. Mouth and hair. Mm-mm.
No ass if he didn't come to her motherfucking defense, baby. No ass. None. So I guess he felt like, as a man, hey, this is my wife, my baby's mother, you know what I'm saying? I got to say something. So, you know, when they walking past, you know. But this is the crusher. This is the crusher. Her daughter, Brielle, she goes on camera behind the incident and says she love White Chicks and she hope it's a sequel, and if so, she wanna be in it. You mad or not? You ain't say, she ain't say shit about her daughter making that statement though. Right.
Because her daughter probably
she
said,
didn't say
my
nothing.
Dude looks like him. She probably looking at it like, damn, she do, what the fuck? Why you mad? Bitch, you looked it just like him. Looked it just like him. You can't get your cheap shit. She play that part well if you go by looks. Her damn self. They ain't gotta have a makeup artist or nothing. Saving money.
If you think about the scene in the first White Girls movie, if you think about that scene, but the reason they didn't go to, what is it, where all the rich people go? They got the money, the Hamptons. They didn't go to the Hamptons, though. They didn't go because what? Her face was fucked up. Her lip was busted, kind of swollen. You know what I'm saying? It fucked up. And I kind of see it. If you guys take the time to Google this picture that he said that about, he's kind of dead on. And I'm not mad at you, dude. You know what I'm saying? They making a big deal out of it. She mad about it. She in her feelings and shit. And it is what it is, man. You know, he's a crazy guy. He don't, you know, pull no punches. He don't spare any feelings. So he was just, that was his thing. He had to do what he had to do, and he had to get that off. But real quick, before we slide into another break, because we got to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts, I just want to put it out there. If you haven't heard, everybody been like, oh, my God, Nicki Minaj, oh, my God, where she's been at? We haven't heard anything out of her. So, you know, she dropped a couple singles, Chun-Li, and another one, Barbie Ting. Garbage. Hot, buttered, simmering garbage. Go back to the drawing board, boo. Go back to the drawing board.
We know that.
I know you're trying to keep up with the Cardi B. I know you're trying to keep up with the Cardi B way. But, hey, you're going to have to sit this one out, little mama. I'm going to need you to go back to the drawing board because that shit, that bullshit right there is absolute fucking garbage, hot simmering garbage. If you haven't heard it, don't worry about running out to listen to it because you're not missing shit. You're going to be very, very mad. But I don't really like her as an artist. I'm not a fan of hers because I think she's, well, there's so many reasons, and I'm not going to waste the hour, getting into that. But anyway, we're going to jump into a break real quick, and we're going to come back and get into those honey dip thoughts. We're going to try this Shawnee fuck it up and see what Shawnee talking about. Let's go. Dawes Radio. Let's get it.
We need you.
So deep, glossy, yeah, I see. Got the hood so sweet, they know fuck with me. Go deep, late night we on crate. Smoke so much we geek, we don't need no sleep. I got light skin, dark skin, pretty Caucasian. Couple fly Asians, all in my bed naked. Dirty, you so reckless. Fly high like them Dutchess. Fuck you, you don't get you life.
Oh, fuck that up, fuck that up, fuck that. No, Shawnee, no.
Thank you.
No,
Shawnee,
no.
Thank you.
No, Shawnee, no. You don't fuck that up. No, you don't fuck that up.
She out of cotton picking mine, man.
She
out of cotton picking mine. What the?
Oh, my
what the
God.
I thought it was a hard rock song at first.
Me too. I was like, okay, I'll give.
I'm
listening
like,
to almost. I can get that one.
Hey,
we play some of everything here, but we not playing that shit. That's out. No, Shawnee, boom. My mom.
That should be
my
part
mom,
of the smash the pass. That should be part of the smash the pass.
You heard me. That was
that
definitely.
Smash, break it in half, stomp it down, throw it out.
Oh my goodness!
That
like
somebody told that bitch that shit was fire.
No, sadly mistaken. But look, man, we gonna jump into them honey dip thoughts because shit, I couldn't put nobody through the rest of that. Shawnee, go back to the drawing board, boo boo. But okay, honey dip, what we doing?
Lord, so. I know they probably listening to this, but, most people do be listening. I don't give a fuck. So I'm getting ready to start a new show, and I'm looking forward to it. This is my thing. When you have meetings, this ain't the first time I've went through something like this, but I am an adult performer. I'm an adult entertainer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I do a number of things. And anything that I get involved in when it comes to people being on my platform or anything like that, a lot of times it's going to be, I'm cussing. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain you cannot bring your family around me when you're having a meeting pertaining to something that is on the type of platform or my following. We're bringing all of our followings into one, more or less to say one table. But I have the majority of the following, you know what I mean? And you can never bring, because the things I will say, we already know, I say a lot of motherfucking crazy shit. I say what the fuck come off my mind. I might come out and be like, well, shit, I'll suck his dick, shit. I might have did it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I might want to eat the bitch pussy. You know what I mean? I'll come out and say anything and everything because that is honey dip. You know what I'm saying? That's honey dip. Don't get it twisted.
I know there's a time and a place for certain conversation, but when we're talking about my platform, the beginning of my platform is adult entertainment. I know how to, you know, calm it down when the time need to be. But in this, relating to this right here, people bring in their, don't bring your girlfriends. Don't bring your girlfriends, because if we're getting ready for a show and we're having a meeting, you have to know that I'm going to be cussing. Even in the show, I'm not going to have to, you looking, you know what I'm saying, say my other host, other co-host is a male. And we're talking, and people, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that is watching. They're, you know, granted, you have your people, your following, and I have mine. Remind you, I'm probably bringing 9 times out of 10 more of the following. First of all, I'll be not wearing a lot of clothes, but I'll be wearing clothes, you know, lingerie. Or I'm always going to have these titties pushed up and a butt, some of the butt hanging out. So you can't bring your girlfriend to this type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I need the attention and the focus to be on what we're doing. I don't have time to not have to not to talk like I talk. Because my following looks for me to say little things. Not saying that's something I'm going to say all the way through the conversation. But trust and believe, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to talk about your dick, the dick of the motherfucker we might be interviewing, or the bitch being a pretty bitch and shit. I wouldn't mind if she got big titties. I might say, well, shit, I might lick her nipple. You know, not saying I'm not going to do it on camera, but I may say some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You cannot bring your girl. You cannot bring your children to meetings, or because if I allow you to start doing that during the meetings, you will think it's okay to bring them during the show. You know what I'm saying? You're censoring what I can say, and I can't have a meeting when I can't. We can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you comfortable with who I am and what I'm doing. You know what I'm with this platform. The platform is I'm a motherfucking, I do fucking porn. I'm a BBW porn star. So at the end of the day, that's the beginning. We're putting music into, you know what I'm saying, rappers, singers, all that together, and then also current events and things that's going on with a porn star. So at the end of the day, I'm going to say what the fuck I need to say. Don't bring your family to meetings. I mean, I don't know about what other people, how, you know, I wish somebody would call in maybe and let me know about their feelings about bringing, involving your family. It's not a family business. Granted, I do have, let me say, 2 family members that will be involved, but they're the cameramen. You know what I'm saying? They're grown. You can't bring little children into shit. You know what I'm saying? My own kids can't be around. Because I'm not going to stop what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying, too? This is a business. And when it's a business, you handle business like business should be handled. You know you're fucking with a porn star. You know what I mean?
I mean, with that being said, they should already know before they, you know, before they even sit down to say, the time I've known you, I said I would have to prepare, like, that's the Nisi experience. It's like an experience. You gotta let a motherfucker know. This motherfucker right here, I'm just letting you know. I'm preparing you because she's liable to say any damn thing at any damn time, any kind of damn way. I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to prepare you. This is an experience. Sometimes you got those friends that's like, this is an experience. You gotta announce them. Like Wakanda style, like, coming to the forefront, it's Nisi, honey, down, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta announce that. You can't just unleash it, you know, out the bag like that. I'm just saying. I love you, Neff, you know. But I have to let
them
know.
But people already know. But this is the thing. You already know that you're coming. We're coming on this type of platform. You already know I'm going to be wearing lingerie during the show. And I understand that some guys, and it's not even just that.
How was
some guys? They were about 12 and under. And it isn't the first time that I've came across this type of situation. It's actually happened maybe two other times, but I don't like to be censored. Like, okay, it's different. We're going to a family picnic. I'm not going to talk like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's not business. That's personal. You know what I'm saying? If I'm coming to your fam, to your mama house, I'm not going to talk like that or just like around your mother. Like, there's a time and a place for everything. But when you're having a business meeting, that it's business. We're not here, even though one is my family member. This is a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? And he already knows what his cousin is doing. Like I said, my family know what I do. You know what I'm saying? And they want to be involved in what I'm doing. You know, but I'm not going to have my daughters involved. You know, I might have one that does my makeup, but after she do my makeup, the bitch is out of here. You know what I'm saying? She got to go. You know what I mean? She might do my makeup before everybody gets here. You know what I'm saying? But she's not going to sit in it, because even though they know what I do, they still don't need to be sitting here involved in that. You know what I mean? And she's, and my youngest is 19. She'd have been to plenty of functions and this, that, and the other. But I'm not going to have her sit there and watch me fuck on camera. You know what I'm saying? It's just limits to certain shit you do. It's not a family, and we're not having a family cookout. You know what I'm saying? We're handling business. And I handle anything when it comes to business, I handle it just as it should be, as business. You don't involve your girlfriends, your wives, your significant other, or if you know what I'm saying, your boyfriend, if you know, if the you know, whatever your preference is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no boyfriend, but if I did, a nigga can't be here during the time that I'm handling my business. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't got time to worry about his feelings. Fuck him in his feelings. Because at the end of the day, this is who I am. If he can't handle it, maybe he don't need to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to change who I am to satisfy the people that are not involved in the business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to do, because at the end of the day, people are not listening to me to be my friend. They're listening to me even on this show. The people who do come to, that do tune in and they listen to that, that do come to hear me, They know I'm going to say some fucked up shit. You're goddamn right. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I might talk about they mama, goddamn it. I don't give a fuck. If the bitch did something funny or did something crazy, I'm going to talk about it. Because we're messy here. And I'm the queen of messy. Petty, you know? So it's just
petty mayonnaise.
I don't feel like you. Huh?
Petty mayonnaise.
Yes, please. Yes. I don't know. I mean, Rapstar, what do you think?
Right.
I mean, I definitely agree that
you
family
being a
should
man,
not
your
be.
Opinion.
Nah, it's, see, I'm not in that industry, so like it's a little different for me being at the industry that I'm at. But you
well,
know,
well, you're in the music industry, so you know, like for instance,
groovy,
a lot of the,
you taking boom back with you,
rappers. Huh?
Say that again.
You still industry. So let's say
industry,
if you toured or did something like that, are you taking boom?
My other people involved are in the music industry, so.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, I don't know how you look at it, but majority of the rap these days are killing something, selling some damn drugs,
yeah.
or about women. It's, I mean, most they ain't usually talking, you know, you got a few, but most of them ain't talking about going to the store buying some books. You know what I'm saying? But most of them are talking about one of the three, women selling some drugs or some violent shit.
That's just
that
shit
they
probably never
doing.
Fucking did before.
Well, I would definitely be that artist that be talking about going to the library getting some books.
I said a few, not many.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're coming on this platform, so 9 times out of 10, I may interview someone like that. But still, I'm sitting there in fucking lingerie. So why would you bring? You already know up front that this is how I'm going to be.
And it don't make
why
sense.
Why would you bring your girlfriend? Because females have issues. Females are, they have jealous-hearted minds. They worried about if the nigga looking at me, if this, if that. And I'm not even thinking about him. I'm doing it for my fans because of the who I am. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
already know this.
Right.
So your first thing is to leave your bitch and your children at home.
You're right.
You know, you
You're
can't
right.
even not
why
just
would,
be
but
honest.
Why would anybody bring their children? Like, that's weird. Like, why would you bring... Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, if I was, you know, going out, you know, handling business and everything like that, if he couldn't find, like, a babysitter or somebody to watch his
kids, then you
ought
to call
period,
and
like,
say, you can't do this, you can't do the meeting.
Right. Right.
Or
this ain't daddy daycare. Like,
or whatever.
Right. That's weird. I don't understand that. That's... I don't know.
I mean, real quick, Rapstar, you might not be porn industry, but you're still an industry man. You're an entertainer. So if
mm-hmm.
you have something to do, or you're doing a shoot or something, are you taking your girl, wifey, side, it don't matter. Are you taking them on set knowing it's gonna be other women, groupies, and shit like it? Come with the fucking territory, bro. Are you taking wifey or not?
Probably not, because I'm probably going to hear about it later. So I'd rather just...
Exactly. You might
yeah.
as well deal... That's
you know,
kind of
I'll
you
hear about
with.
It later.
That's,
but I,
yeah.
I wouldn't...
You can tell her
nah.
what's going to go on, but she should not be there during it, because that interferes with business.
Right.
And a lot of people lose their opportunities because of shit like that. You know? People don't got time for drama mm-hmm. in the workplace.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's drama. Trust me, your bitch gonna be like, what the fuck is this? She knows you done told her everything beforehand, but it's nothing like when the woman actually sees it going on visually for herself. Because women and music, you know, when it's a male entertainer, whatever his entertainment business is, women, it goes hand in hand. It does. It really does.
Look, I've been sitting down at dinner, and somebody came up to the table and was like, "Hey, you Miss STL, right?" You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about shit like that. Like, some
yeah,
stuff you can't even help it when it happens. You know what I'm saying? It just happens. But when you're
right.
an entertainer and your industry, it comes along with the territory. I have motherfuckers come up. I'm sitting there trying to give me some vittles.
And you
mm-hmm.
already know what? I done been not for nothing at Sam's Club and had motherfuckers at the end of the aisle, and you know what I'm saying? Shit be creeping me out. And motherfucker actually came up to me, and I had my girls with me, my two teenagers. Well, they grown now, but they were teenagers then. And motherfuckers, I open up the freezer, and the niggas, I go to close, and the motherfuckers right there scared the living fucking shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? And like, you're honey dip, you're niecey honey dip. Fucking scared the fucking shit out of me. But I handled it. You know, yes, it is me. I gave him one of my business cards, you know, to the website and all of that. And I was like, it's nice to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Get a membership of the site. And I slid away, you know, trying to keep it calm. You know, I done had that happen being out of town. You know, I done been in.
With that being said, honey,
dear.
We got to get up out of here. So since you gave him that, card, tell everybody else who ain't getting the card right now how to reach out and touch you.
Niecey Honey Dip on everything. Stay tuned. The rehearsal of this show that I'm going to be doing is next week, Saturday at 9 p.m. You can check me out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, all that. Niecey Honey Dip on everything.
Yeah. And it's your boy Rapstar. You can hit me up on Facebook. Go to Cameron Cortez. That's my personal. Hit my fan page up, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Boot that up. You can hit me up on Twitter, 412. You can hit me up on YouTube, Rapstar 412. I got a new video out. It's called 16 Bars, Cradle to Grave. Crazy 16, real hip hop. I'm better than your favorite rapper right now. So let's get it popping.
Yeah.
Hey, this is All Talk, Little Filter. We the Pink Chimp, man. We out. And they mad about that. They mad. Long story, Jay. We out.
Yeah.
They mad, they mad, they mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, they mad. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. Mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. Mad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. Mad and I love it. They mad. These bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden, she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get luggage, damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
All Talk, No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. We do this.